Ernest Hemingway, a boy with big dreams, from Oak Park to everywhere. In the heart of Oak Park, Illinois, a spark was lit when little Ernest Hemingway came into the world. Picture a tiny seed. Just as from a small seed a mighty oak tree grows, from this little boy, a great storyteller was to emerge. Oak Park was not just his birthplace. It was the beginning of a journey filled with dreams bigger than the vast sky. Echoes from the battlefield. When most of us think of battles, we picture knights in shining armor or superheroes with capes. But Ernest's battles were different. He was part of World War I, a grand and fierce battle where real heroes were made. Rather than just lifting a weapon, Ernest lifted his pen. He wanted to tell everyone about the bravery, the love, and the losses he saw. He believed, "Stories are gifts and every gift is meant to be shared." So he began sharing stories from the war, making listeners and readers feel as if they were right there with him. The dance of words. Post-war, Ernest discovered that stories could be found everywhere, not just on battlefields. Just as a river dances its way through mountains and valleys, Ernest's words danced on paper. Every sentence, every story he wrote was a step closer to his dream. For him, writing was like breathing. Thus, with every breath, he brought tales to life, tales that resonated with many and made them believe in the power of dreams. Growing up, Ernest Hemingway learned many lessons. From his hometown of Oak Park to the trenches of World War I, each experience added a new chapter to his life's book. And just like how each chapter is essential to a book, each of Ernest's experiences was crucial in shaping the legendary writer he was.